First, we go to the U.S. Supreme Court and a major decision affecting LGBTQ rights. Today, the court carved out a major exception to public accommodation laws, laws that in most states bar discrimination based on sexual orientation. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
By a 6-3 vote, the court sided with Lori Smith, a Colorado web designer who's opposed to same-sex marriage. She challenged the state's public accommodations law, claiming that by requiring her to serve everyone equally, the state was unconstitutionally enlisting her in creating a message she opposes. Today, the Supreme Court agreed with her. Writing for the conservative majority, Justice Neil Gorsuch drew a distinction between discrimination based on a person's status, her gender, race, etc., and discrimination based on her message. If there's any fixed star in our constitutional constellation, he said, it is that the government may not interfere with a marketplace of ideas. When a state law collides with the Constitution, he added, the Constitution prevails. The decision was limited because much of what might have been contested about the facts in the case was stipulated, namely that Smith intends to work with couples to produce a customized final story of their websites using her words and original artwork. Given those facts, Gorsuch said, Smith qualifies for constitutional protection. He acknowledged that today's decision may result in, quote, misguided, even hurtful conduct, but he said tolerance, not coercion, is our nation's answer. The First Amendment, he said, envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands. In a blistering dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said that Lori Smith's objection amounts to discrimination against the status of same-sex couples, discrimination because of who they are. The lessons of the history of public accommodations laws is that in a free and democratic society, there can be no social castes, she said. For the promise of freedom is an empty one if the government is powerless to assure that a dollar in the hands of one person will purchase the same thing as a dollar in the hands of another. Just what today's decision means for the future is unclear. Jenny Pizer is chief legal officer for Lambda Legal, and she called the decision limited to those people who do specialized custom work.
So this decision says the laws apply effectively to everyone, but doesn't apply to this type of business. And I think there's an enormous question moving forward. Well, how is this going to be applied to the range of other types of goods and services? Because an enormous number of goods and services involve some tailoring, some customizing, and arguably some artistry, depending on the eye of the beholder.
So what about a cemetery that refuses to engrave a headstone with the words beloved partner? Or a web designer asked to simply announce the time and place for a same-sex wedding? Or a tailor who refuses to make a suit for a same-sex groom? Law professor Michael McConnell is director of the Stanford University Center for Constitutional Law.
One of the few things I've actually written for publication about this issue focused upon the case of a dressmaker who refused to create a custom gown for Melania Trump for the inauguration. And virtually everyone interviewed for that Washington Post story thought it was extremely important that this dress designer was able to refuse to create a gown for the Trump inauguration. And I don't think a tailor is different from a dressmaker.
Brigham Young University professor Brett Scharf acknowledges that today's opinion leaves many questions unanswered.
Justice Gorsuch, in his majority opinion, characterizes these as a, quote, sea of hypotheticals. What he had to say is that these cases are not this case.
University of Virginia law professor Douglas Laycock says that at the margins, there likely will be lots of cases.
But the core of this is you can't be compelled to invest your creative talents in creating speech that you fundamentally disagree with. That's a pretty clear category.
Yale law professor Bill Eskridge, who's written extensively about gay rights, calls today's decision incoherent. Nonetheless, he says,
my prediction is that we will not see a lot of these cases for two reasons. On the one hand, most religious people, including fundamentalist people, do not want to discriminate against LGBTQ persons, particularly in their commercial businesses. And on the other hand, most LGBTQ persons do not want to bring suit.
Lambda Legal's Jenny Pizer is not so sanguine.
The danger here is the message and the understanding that this court majority consistently favors those who seek to discriminate. And that sends a particularly alarming message to members of communities who are under sustained attack.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.